follow exactly the two instructions, because it's very easy to do actually when you understand. Just relax, don't do anything. Allow the awareness to stay there. In fact, if you understand, you just relax and let everything happen by itself, let things be. Then you will really transform and become very different. Maintaining awareness is not doing something. It just, you already have that awareness nature inside. Stay with the awareness nature. Means whatever arises at your senses, aware. Try not to arise the perception and all things. Just aware, aware, aware. By doing so, you will allow the sankhara activity or whatever unfinished business or thinking that you carry over through your daily life to slowly settle down. And when you settle down, you will experience a shift of consciousness. Suddenly your mind like become very quiet. Or sometimes you can see the slowing down because that movement, which is sankhara activity, when you are aware, you can see. Then before it slows down until it stops, you will also know. Then when it stops, there is a good mind state. That is your true mind. So don't panic. A lot of Karimita who don't understand last time, they ask me, but you no more thought nor will I die. The aim of awareness based meditation is to realize the state of no thought. Wu nian de qing jie. When you reach already, realize already, your thought tell you, without thought, will you die? Because you scared, no thought. No thought like, cannot live life, no more breathing. It's not like that. The breathing is still there. But your thought can actually settle down and return to its original state before the stirring. Originally, you are that silent mind, that tranquil, still, and quiet, peaceful mind with a lot of clarity. Now it's just to realize that back. And to do that, your thought process must stop. How to stop? Just maintain the awareness. Don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. Just relax. And if you can, relax, enjoy, and let things be. No matter what happens, don't react. Then you find out for yourself what will happen, how the mundane thinking slow down and transform. Then when you realize that true mind, understand what that nature is. Because when you are curious, thought arise again very fast, and you miss that awareness that can detect your true mind. So just let everything settle down on itself until that silent mind arises. Then don't be excited, don't panic, stay with it. When you stay with it, it will become more and more stable, more and more stable. Then because you are a conscious living being, there will be consciousness arising from all your sense bases. So when you receive the sense data and the respective contact of your mind at the sense basis, use your awareness to understand what goes on. That's why aware, finish. No need to like follow or be distracted by that sense experience. Where most people, you are so habitual, you will perceive it, then your brain, your memory, your conditioning, you will stir your mind. That's where you go wrong. So when you aware, finish, there is nothing to stir your mind. Then this is like a way of deconditioning the heedless thinking until they become very quiet, very still. Then you will understand what the awareness nature is, what the true mind is. Then you learn how to use, and you know how to use, you will progress. But that one is capable of direct seeing things as they are. Then that one can understand thought arise from there very fast. So understanding all this, you will realize that you have two mind. One is a true mind, the unconditioned, no word, nothing on. No duality, no concept, nothing. It's just aware. Then the other one is the thinking mind, mundane mind, that arise from there, dependent, originating on. Well, that one, when it arises, the pure consciousness, then you input the content, it trigger of the thought. And when the thought arises, you get yourself deceived and deluded, because that content of consciousness that you input into that thought is egoic before you become enlightened. So understand all this. Okay?